More Meerkat Madness by Ian Wybrow. Read by Gareth Cassidy.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Down. Deep down. Under the cold and shivery midnight sands of the Kalahari Desert. Not that deep, up a bit. Ah, this is it. Here, in the warmest, snuggest of all warm, snug sleeping chambers of Farborough, four meerkats belonging to the really mad mob were rolled up in a ball. This is the meerkat way to enjoy a safe and restful sleep. Chapter 1. Schema, Mimi, and Little Dream were thrilled with their new home. Farborough was dark and safe and wonderfully smelly. It was roomy, with comfortable chambers and plenty of secret entrances and exits. Above all, it was theirs. A home of their own that they shared with their dear old, mad old, lovely old, one-eyed Uncle Fearless. At the first coming of suntime, they made their way along the dark tunnels to the upworld and stood together at the main entrance for warm-up. Meerkats can't really get going until they have warmed up their minds and muscles properly. To do this, they have to point the little pads on their tummies towards the rising sun for a while. So there they were, tummy pads in the air, feeling a bit shivery, a bit tired, but happy. Uncle stood beside the kids, mumbling to himself. He had been doing this a lot just lately. In fact, lately he had become even more eccentric than usual.